Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Salina showed their pride tonight with what might have been their first ever Pride March. The event was organized by a nonprofit called Small Town Pride, and their goal is to educate their community on tolerance.
Yeah, you better believe it. She's talking about my hometown, Salina, Ohio. That's where I was. I just got back late last night. I'm a little bit tired right now, but it was totally worth it. I'm rocking my Salina Small Town Pride t-shirt right now and my new Nike Pride shoes.
That's right.
And on the line right now, we have a young man who made this all happen. Please welcome to the program, Kyle Bruce. Kyle, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, little backstory. Kyle's mom, Mandy, I swam and I was a lifeguard with her. She's a couple years older than me, but we went to school together back in the day. So I've known her for a long, long time. I met Kyle maybe back in 2011. I was on a reality show. We met briefly then. And then all of a sudden I hear about this Pride event taking place. And it's because of this man right here. So, Kyle, I want you to tell, I know the story, but tell the story of the events that led up to you and your mom putting together this Pride event.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I'm very proud of who I am. And after expressing that pride that I have for myself by hanging a pride flag on our house got egged and then my car got keyed. And I used to be the person that would back down and hide who I was, but I realized I was no longer in the position to do that. And I just kept thinking to myself, if I was just one kid's beacon of hope in this town and I let one small thing bring me down, then I was sending the wrong message. So I decided to go big, and by big, I meant putting another pride flag up and putting cameras up and decking out my car, and before I know it, I was part of an amazing group of two other people planning a pride march.
Pretty quickly, right? Like, when was the house egged and the car keyed?
It was like 3 weeks ago. It wasn't very long ago.
Yeah. That's crazy, because if you think, I just feel like in 2020, people are like, that doesn't still happen. That still 100% happens. And not only does it happen from people we don't know, but sometimes that we don't know. Because I heard not all of your family was completely in support of you being so vocal about your sexuality, and particularly with this event. How did that make you feel?
It honestly made me want to do it even more.
Yeah.
I mean, it was heartbreaking to hear, but to hear that and see that that was within my family, I thought, okay, well, it's time I make a change, because I have a very supportive family and I know that some people don't. And so I wanted to kind of create a family within this community and just let people know that it doesn't matter if your particular family is there for you, because there's a family that will always be here for you.
Kyle, do you think at all, because you had a speaker, a young queer black woman who was fire. What's her name again? I met her.
Her name is Julia Meyer. She is amazing.
So she spoke. She helped kick off this event, and she's also been part of the Black Lives Matter protests that have taken place in her hometown recently. Were you inspired at all by seeing, you know, Black Lives Matter taking hold in places like Salina, Ohio?
Oh my gosh, yes. So there was actually Julia Meyer. She was the girl that spoke at our event. But we also had another lady here. Her name's Kelsey Swan. She was amazing at the Black Lives Matter movement. I messaged her right after, because she was one of the main reasons why it stayed peaceful, because we did have counter protesters, and she was constantly like telling people, stay off the streets, don't jaywalk. She was amazing, and she just led this huge event. And so I texted her afterwards and I was like, I literally just want to be just like you. And so that definitely inspired me to want to do something here that was just as big.
What was your goal when you set out to do this? What did you think you'd be able, like, how many people did you think you'd be able to get out for this Pride event?
We honestly thought it was going to be, like, a small, like, close friends and family thing, like 30 people, but it definitely wasn't that.
How many people showed up?
It was over 300. We don't know an exact number, but
that's
we know
incredible.
That someone was... I know. It's
well, this is obviously something that needs to continue happening every year. Obviously, 300 yes. people want this to happen. So what do we need to do as a community and the people in Salina and other small towns to ensure that we will be able to have this Pride next year and for many years after?
Just keep on supporting. Get the word out. We couldn't have done this without the 300 people that were there. And, just keep supporting us.
Well, I would like to say one thing that has nothing to do with really anything, but I did not get a Salina Pride shirt because apparently they were sold out because there was so much support. So can we make this like an online boutique where I can just order? I'm a small, and I would just like a Salina Pride. I want to support my co-host and my dear friend, and of course you.
Yes.
And so I would like my own Pride shirt. Can we make this happen?
My mom is probably going to kill me because I'm just going to say yes.
As you should.
Thanks, Mom.
Listen, yes is always the answer. Yes is always the answer. It's the way you move forward. I'm actually, Kyle, I'm wearing my Pride shirt right now.
And it's so cute.
I love it.
Yeah, she's really excited about this. Did anything about the event stand out to you in particular? Because I know afterwards, you guys gave me an opportunity to get up there and you know, share a few words, share a bit of my own story. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I kind of was disappointed in myself that I had not made a Pride event happen sooner, but watching you up there, I'm 100% true, like truthfully, it reminded me of me at 20, but with so much more courage. Like so much about you, just even how you look, how you talk, how you carry yourself reminds me so much of a young version of me. But when I got up there were so many young people, like 12, 13, yeah. 14, 15 year olds who got up and shared their story. Anything that really stood out to you as you listen to these young people, you know, share their truths?
So obviously I thought the entire march was like amazing and just like I was on cloud nine the whole time. But definitely the testimonials afterwards, there was one point where I was like behind the podium and I had to walk away and go to my car and just like take some deep breaths because like the amount of young kids who were coming up and just sharing their stories and to just hear them like finally be able to get some things off their chest and just in front of an entire group of people, I thought I was brave, but I don't know if at that age I could even do something like that.
It was so I agree wholeheartedly.
That was amazing.
I looked back at you one point and you're crying and I was crying and I was like, okay, pull it together. You're the professional here. This 12-year-old is now sharing her truth. Listen, Kyle, we want to continue to support you. And you know, as you build towards this and you have any sort of events happening over the next year, I know you're putting together an organization to make this bigger and better next year. I think you should shoot for 1,000 people. That's just my personal opinion. But we want to continue to support you here at Channel Q. So if there's any
Please.
Way we can do that through social media or having you back on the show to promote next year, we'd be more than happy to do that. Also, I want all of our listeners to, if you get on social media on Instagram, look at hashtag Small Town Pride. You can see all the pictures and photos and videos from the event. And also go follow Kyle N. Bruce. He is the young man on the phone with us right now that literally changed this small town. And we're so grateful for you, Kyle. Thank
we
you
are.
So much for calling in.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great rest of your day. And I am a size small.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
we'll get a shirt started for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.